The city council come to order and the clerk will call the roll. Here.
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 If Councilman Ricks could lead us in the salute to the flag. Allegiance to the flag.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the
Thank you. So we'll move to executive communications. There are none. We'll move to general communications. Does anybody have anything to say on the general communications? Councilman Lattisa.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. So I need to address all of you on this council and in the chamber. I take full responsibility for the language that is in the ordinance of PCO 15-19. I also want to let you know that this morning, the council president and I both met with the president of both the fire department and the police department to have dialogue on this particular ordinance. When I said I take full responsibility for the language that's in this ordinance, I'm referring to line 10, I believe it's on page 3, where it says employees will not have health care when they retire. My intent is that new employees will not have health care when they retire. I'm not looking to change contract language. I'm not looking to renegotiate contract language. I'm not looking to take health care away from current employees. I have no problem standing before you admitting an error. I take the responsibility for it. And I also have to say that it's unfortunate that the past several days have been, let's say, certainly upsetting to a lot of our employees. I get it. I understand it. I apologize for the miscommunication, and I have every intent of changing this, making that amendment when it comes back at the first meeting in January to state new hires, new employees. This is a conversation and a debate that, in my opinion, is long overdue, should have been had 20 years ago, should have been taken up, and it never was. So I want to put on record, I wanted to put our current employees at ease that I am not looking to have them bundled up into potential changes going forward. It is new employees and new contracts. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Ricks.
Couple of brief announcements. The Norwood Neighborhood Association is having its Christmas party on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. I understand, of course, that there is the joint school committee and city council meeting that begins shortly before then, and depending on the time of the conclusion of that meeting, certainly any member of the council who wishes can stop by the Norwood Neighborhood Association Christmas party at, or holiday party rather, at the Norwood Boys and Girls Club. And of course, it is open to the public, and any members of the public who are in the audience or may be listening would be welcome as well. Also, on 1 week from today, Monday, December 9th, we are having the second meeting of the Tax Relief Commission here in these chambers, starting at 5:30. The plan is for there to be at least 1 hour available for any member of the public who wishes to speak. So while people are welcome and invited to come to the start of the meeting at 5:30, I would especially encourage people to come before 7 o'clock to sign up to get your name on the list to speak if you wish to speak. Thank you.
Councilman Cawley.
On a lighter note, I would like to congratulate the Pilgrim High School football team for having won the Super Bowl. They ran the table. They were undefeated this year, which I do not believe has ever been done by a public high school in Warwick. I can be wrong about that. But they won the Super Bowl, and then they also won the game on Thanksgiving against some school on the other side of the city. I think the president's well aware of, but they were took it easy, only beat them 49 to nothing.
Yep. Mr. President.
Yes.
If I may just add, in addition to notifying the president, vice president, and treasurer of the Firefighters Union and the president of the police department's union this morning, I also notified the president of the municipal workers union as well, with respect to that language change. So all three bargaining groups were notified of that today. Thank you.
Thank you. Just to follow up on Councilman Ricks, I know that your committee's working hard, and thank you for that announcement. I also know that you had asked department heads to be present, and I think that that's important also. I know that you were a little bit disappointed in the number of department heads that showed up. I would encourage them to show up to give their input, or at least to contact you. Councilman Cawley, I know you also won the state championship at Vets. So I did not. We came in second place in the state in Division One. So I congratulate you on your victory. Hopefully these teams, after what this council did in July, in restoring sports and the hard work that we all put in to get that done, you know, pays off on days like today when Councilman Corley is recognizing the achievements of just one of our sports programs. I know there are many others this year that had won state championships too, or had come close. With that said, Councilman Lattiser, I also wanted to compliment you on how long you've worked on this healthcare legislation. It's no easy task. I know that tangentially that we've contacted or talked to people, and conceptually, the idea of emulating the exact same benefits that state employees have, I think, is a good concept, and hopefully we can all work together without violating open meetings laws, because you can't have too many people in a room when you're discussing things. But I welcome ideas from all council members. I think we heard the testimony in September loud and clear from the administration's experts. It's something that we need to do. I think it's a win-win for everybody to preserve benefits. So I'm looking forward to that discussion and the participation of all council members with their ideas. With that said, if there's no further comment on general communications, we'll move to the acceptance of the minutes from council meetings. There are three of them. If somebody could move the acceptance on the October 7th. Councilman McAllister moves it, seconded by Councilman Lattiser. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? The minutes stand passed of October 17th, 2019. If someone could move the minutes of October 21st, 2019. Councilman McAllister, seconded by Councilwoman Travis. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? The minutes stand passed of October 21st, 2019. Next item on the agenda are the approval of the minutes of November 4th, 2019. Could I have a motion? Councilman McAllister, seconded by Councilwoman Travis. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? The minutes of November 4th, 2019 stand passed. Next item on the agenda is the announcement of appointments. There are none. Next item on the agenda are appointments requiring confirmation. City Solicitor Timothy Bliss, Center Place, Park Row, Providence, Rhode Island. Committee report, appointments.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, Councilman McElroy, you could make that motion.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
Seconded by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Ricks. Any other councilman seconding? Okay. Is there any discussion? I know we had discussion in committee on Attorney Bliss. If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 The appointment of City Solicitor Timothy Bliss stands passed. Congratulations, Mr. Bliss. Next item on the agenda is Juvenile Hearing Board. Committee report or recommendation? Appointment.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, Councilman Corley. Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Any discussion? I know we discussed it in committee. If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 The appointment of Frank Brown stands passed. Next item on the agenda is Karen Coogan. committee report or recommendation from appointments.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
Okay, seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Lattiser. Any discussion? I know we discussed in committee. A yes is to approve, and the clerk will call a roll. Yes.
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 The appointment of Kara Coogan stands passed. Next item on the agenda is the appointment of Jeffrey Minor. Committee report, appointments.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, if you could move it, because it's in my ward. Thank you.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman McAllister. Any discussion? I know we discussed about in committee. A yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
The appointment of Jeffrey Minor stands passed. Next item on the agenda is the appointment of William Russo. Committee report, appointments.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, Councilman Lattiser. Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilwoman Travis, and Councilman Howe. Any discussion? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 The appointment of Mr. Russo stands passed. Next item under the consent calendar, I believe there are four items. The first item is PCR 188-19, resolution relative to bids. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 188-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman.
First item, 2019-046, State of Rhode Island Toilets Portable Rental. Favorable action. Next item, 2019-309, Janitorial and Cleaning Supplies. Favorable action. Next item, 2020-175, Health and Dental Insurance Consultant. Favorable action. 2020-178, Structural Firefighting Helmets. Favorable action. Item 5, 2020-202, Tax-Exempt Master Lease Purchase Program. Favorable action. Item 6, 2020-212, Delivery of Industrial Cylinder Gases. Favorable action. Item 7, 2020-213A, Original Equipment Manufacturers Parts for Various Vehicles. Favorable action. Item 8, 2020-217, Police Pre-Employment Medical Exams. Favorable action. 2020-218, Original Equipment Manufacturers Parts for Police Vehicles. Favorable action. Item 10, 2020-221A, Motor Oil Hydraulic and Transmission Fluids. Favorable action. Item 11, 2020-221B, Motor Oil Hydronic Transmission Fluids. Favorable action. Item 2012-221C, Motor Oil Hydraulic and Transmission Fluids. Favorable action. Item 13, 2020-213B, Original Equipment Manufacturers Parts for Various Vehicles. Favorable action. Item 14, 2020-244, Purchase Rebuilt Engine for H-58. Favorable action.
Finance Committee docket bid package has been moved and seconded. I know we had questions in committee. Are there any questions on the floor regarding the bid package? If not, as part of the consent calendar is PCR 189-19, a resolution relative to abatements. Committee report, finance.
A committee has recommended favorable action with an amendment.
If you could move it, not the amendment, if you could move it for favorable action.
Move favorable action on PCR 189-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman, if you want to make an amendment.
The amendment now referred to as PCR 191-19 is to remove item number 10634. In the amount of $1,672.59 from the abatement request, and move it to the January 6th calendar.
Thank you. So that's been moved and seconded. Are there any questions on the amendment? If not, the clerk will call the roll on the amendment. A yes is to approve. It's PCR 19, and
correct.
This is the amendment that we're going to call the roll on. Yes.
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 The amendment stands passed. If you could move PCR 19 as amended.
Move favorable action on PCR 19 as amended.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any discussion on PCR 19 as amended? If not, the clerk will call a roll, and a yes is to approve. Yes.
Yes.
To January 6th.
Yes.
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 So PCR 19 stands passed.
Mr. President.
I know it's consent. So there were two, we move favorable action with an amendment for a new total of $23,331.77 due to removal of one abatement. Okay.
Yes.
Well, the clerk told me that there was a new number to PCR 189.19. Is that not the case? Okay. So do we have to reconsider that?
Mr. President, my motion was on PCR 191 as amended. The amendment I read into the record was to remove number 10634 in the amount of $1,672.59 and move it to the January 6th calendar.
Okay. So
that
then
was
we
my
did
amendment.
Then we moved it to the then when we voted, we moved it.
And we will vote on PCR 189.19 with the amendment. The amendment will be the reduction of the abatement to $23,331.77. It was treated as two separate items in committee.
The 189.19 was the original resolution on abatements, which they then took an item out of, and it got assigned 191. 189, as amended, should remain as part of the consent calendar. The 191, I think you called, didn't you call that for a motion and a second?
Yes.
That's what I thought. And that's 191 is what's being held, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's okay.
You didn't take a vote on 191 yet, right? Clerk? Okay. Then 191 is being held, and you're in a position now to vote on the consent calendar.
We have another item on the consent calendar, which is PCR 190.19 resolution relative to claims. So I just need a committee report from public safety. So that's hold till December 16th. Or is that, did you say January? Okay. So one item was removed on the consent calendar. And the consent calendar has now been moved and seconded with those three items on it. Are there any questions on the consent docket? That's been moved and seconded. If not, the clerk will call the roll, and a yes is to approve.
Mr. Morello?
Yes.
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 The consent calendar stands passed. Next item on the agenda is unfinished business, PCO 1819, an ordinance in regards to no parking sign being erected on the even east side of Oak Ridge Court. This is for second passage, committee report, public safety. For action, Councilman McAllister.
I ask for favorable action on second passage, PCO
18-19. Seconded by Councilman Lattisaw. Is there any discussion for second passage on PCO 1819 regarding a no parking sign on the east side of Oak Ridge Court? If not, yes is to approve for second passage, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCO 1819 stands past second passage. Next item on the agenda is PCO 319, an ordinance relative to boat storage on residential property. Committee, this is not drafted, committee report, ordinance.
Hold till March 23rd.
Held till March 23rd. Next item on the agenda is PCO 719, pension board. It's not drafted, committee report, finance.
Hold January 22nd.
Hold January 22nd. PCO 1519, an ordinance regarding health insurance for city employees. Committee report, ordinance.
Hold to January 6th.
Held to January 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1919, an ordinance of the City Council authorizing the purchase of streetlights, the conversion of fixtures to LED technology, and the financing thereof through an appropriation obligation and determining other matters in connection therewith. This is for first passage, committee report, finance.
Committee recommended favorable action.
For action, Councilwoman Travis.
I move favorable action on PCO-19-19.
Seconded by Councilman Lattisaw, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe, Councilman Corley, Councilman Ricks. I know we've had some discussion on this, and I would like to say that we had talked about doing this many years ago because of the cost associated in the red capping of the lights, and I'm glad to see that it finally came to fruition, because as we all know, we've all probably called at least on one light in our area that was red capped because of a dark corner. I actually had a few years ago a red cap on a really dangerous section of Cohasset Road near Sparrows Point. Somebody went around the corner and hit the tree and died. How it was determined that lights were red capped, I don't know. But it was a cost-saving measure not to have light on dangerous curves. These LEDs, I agree, will save us a lot of money. What I'm also looking forward to, but I haven't heard much discussion about, is the possibility of the new 5G technology being placed on poles. My understanding is that 5G, we all know we have 4G and they slow us down to 3G. But the 5G will allow somebody, for example, in New York to operate on a patient in Boston in real time. That's how fast the 5G is. So you can imagine when you're downloading anything from videos to anything else, it's going to be almost instantaneous. What is interesting is that 5G isn't a regular cell tower like we see, but more of a mushroom that gets placed on poles. So I'm hoping that if we have possession and ownership of these poles, we now may be able to negotiate with the Verizons, the T-Mobiles, and the AT&Ts of the world to possibly bring in more revenue to the city by renting space on poles. With that said, that's why I support the legislation. Does anybody else have any comments on this legislation? If not, a yes is to approve for first passage, and the clerk will call the roll on PCO 1919. Yes.
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 PCO 1919, first passage, stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2019, an ordinance of the City Council authorizing the design, construction, repair, rehabilitation, improvement of streets and sidewalks in the city, including but not limited to paving, draining, traffic control devices, safety improvement, and landscaping, and the financing thereof through an appropriation obligation, and determining other matters in connection therewith. Committee report, Finance.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilwoman Travis.
I move favorable action on PCO-20-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe, Councilman Corley, Councilman McElroy, Councilman Ricks. I know that we discussed this somewhat in committee, and I am always in favor of paving roads. I find myself in a unique position because I stood with Councilman Solomon in opposing this same legislation several years ago when it was brought forward by Mayor Avedisian. The reason that I had stated earlier is because I believe it's an ordinary and necessary expense. With that said, I'd like to compliment the administration because it is a really low interest rate. 1.3% is good. You don't really see that. The one issue that I'm concerned about is the statements that were made tonight about how we really don't need to put money in the paving budget in the future. That bothered me. It bothered me if we go down, you know, under Mayor Avedisian, there were some years where we had $100,000 in the paving budget. I think we were at, what, 2.5 million? Three, was it?
1.5. We ended up, we were at 4.5. We took out three, ended at 1.5.
Right. But when we passed the budget, it was at?
5 million. No, I'm sorry. It was at 4.5.
So if we were to do that, I think we all agreed on that when we passed the budget, 4.5. And then we ran into some issues with the school department. So if we put 4.5 million in for the next 10 years, we're at 45 million. Compared to 10. If you throw in a half million, that's 15 million over 10 years. If you throw in a million a year, it's 20 million. What are we talking about for cuts? I don't know. But I do know that I listened to all of you when we passed the budget, and we all agree on the same thing. What we all agree on is that we need to repave our roads. 4.5 million a year is significant. And I was really proud when we passed that. Matter of fact, we had debate about it later on if we needed two contractors or one. We were so excited about it. So over 10 years, we're looking at an expenditure of 45 million. If we significantly cut that, then we're going to end up with less than we would have if we passed a bond. Kind of puts me in a tough position because I've already voted on this. And I voted with Councilman Solomon on this. when he asked me at that time to vote no. We both stood together as brothers on the floor, making our statements together. So I know how he felt. I remember listening to his comments. Somebody sent me his comments from the Ustream from a couple of years ago. If anybody wants to listen to him. So it's concerning to me. I'm very happy if this passes because we're going to get $10 million in paving right away. I'm not happy that we're paying interest on it, and I'm not happy that we're using $3 million from a bond referendum that the voters voted on in 2003 for general obligation bonds when they didn't know they were voting for paving. And I'm very concerned about what our paving budget is going to look like in the future. With that said, I'm not lobbying for anybody to vote one way or the other, but I would like to echo Councilman McAllister's comments that he made on another issue tonight, which is it would have been nice to be included from the beginning. Would have been nice not to get a press release and ask us to go down to Ward 8. So I think turnabout's fair play on that. If we're all going to work together, that's great. I look forward to seeing the budget in May and seeing what that line item looks like. And I pray that it's not reduced to the point where this council showed the initiative to put $4.5 million in this last year, and now we're down to $1 million. So we lose out on $20 or $30 million over 10 years in paving. I don't think our constituents would appreciate that. I don't know what the administration has planned. I haven't been privy to it. They didn't tell us. I didn't even know this was a bond referendum when they had the meeting on the corner. So with that said, I've kind of made my statements on how I feel about this. I think it's wonderful that if this passes, you get $10 million. I don't think that it's wonderful if we're going to lose money over 10 years because we have to reduce the budget to pay for other items that I'm sure we're going to be discussing in the coming weeks and months. With that said, are there any other comments? Councilman Lattison.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, voted no back several years ago when the bond request came before us for $50 million over a 20-year period. And my reasoning for that was during those 20 years, or by the time we pay that bond back, over those 20 years, the roads are going to need to be redone again. And if that same resolution came before me today, I'd vote no on it again for those same reasons. But I also listened to the testimony tonight, and I got to confess to you that this one was something I was really on the fence with. And like most all of you, I'm not afraid to stand alone on an issue. I've done it before, and I can do it again. But what was attractive to me is the interest rate of 1.3%. That was attractive to me. What was attractive to me was the fact that we heard from the administration that we're going to have this done in 3 years. I know the work that I need to have done in my ward with roads and potholes and greats, etc. And I also know, given the experience that I have in this industry that relies on petroleum as a byproduct, that the costs are very volatile and they're extremely varying. And they do so at a moment's notice. So I look at the investment of 1.3% over 10 years and listen to the conversations that took place this evening about the issue and the $10 million. And I've come to the conclusion that if we don't continue to budget the $4 million or $3 million, which we haven't, and when we have, it was reduced, over 10 years, the interest that we're going to pay on the bond is going to be far less than the cost increases we're going to incur doing these roads and these other repairs just through inflation alone. I feel it already in my industry because I'm taking these cost increases. I get whacked with them in my business. I don't like paying interest. But when the numbers say to me that it's cheaper to borrow the money short term than it is to pay the cost increases of the materials as well as the labor to produce the product, then I have to bite the bullet in my business and say, you know what, I think it's cheaper for me to pay the interest. What's going to be something I will certainly be monitoring is how, when, and where these road repairs, new roads, potholes, the grates, et cetera, that was spoken to tonight that we're going to be able to do, I certainly am going to be looking for them to be done. And I'm looking forward to receiving a paving list of how these monies are going to be spent. So for those reasons, I will be supporting this. Again, if it were 50 million, 20 years, the interest rates that were talked about then, I would have been voting no as I did then. Thank you, Mr. President.
Councilman Ricks.
I wholeheartedly agree with my colleague, Councilman Lattiser, and similarly will be voting favorable on PCO 20-19 for those reasons.
Thank you. Any other comments? If not, a yes is to approve on PCO 2019 and on first passage. And the clerk will call the roll. No.
Yes.
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 PCO 2019 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 9417, bid number 2017-147, State of Rhode Island, Telecommunication Services, Installation and Parts, Committee Report, Finance. I believe that's hold till January 6th.
Hold till January 6th.
Next item on the agenda is PCR 14817, bid number 2018-143, installation of sprinklers at the Cooper Building Drill Hall, Committee Report, Finance.
Hold January 6th.
Held till January 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 14919, a resolution relative to claims, Committee Report, Public Safety. For action, Councilman Sinapi. Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Ricks. Any discussion that we didn't have in committee? If not, a yes is to approve in the amount of $299.42. And the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
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 PCR 14919 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2119, an ordinance relative to employee benefits. First passage, not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold January 22nd.
Hold January 22nd. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2219, an ordinance relative to council office space. That's not drafted. Committee report, public properties.
Hold to January 6th.
Held till January 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2419, an ordinance in regards to one-way traffic on Alice Avenue. Committee report, public safety. Held till January 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2519, an ordinance in regards to no parking between signs either side be erected from the southeast corner of Cordora and Greenwich until shortly after poll number one. And committee report, public safety. Held till December 16th. PCR 17919, a resolution adding a member of the public to the commission to examine possible means of tax relief. Committee report, appointments. Appointments.
Favorable action, Mr.
President. For action, Councilman Ricks.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Lattisaw. Any discussion on adding a member to the commission?
Mr. President, I'd like to get a point of clarification on this. I'm in favor of it, obviously. But to Councilor John Harrington, is a resolution actually necessary to add a member to this commission? Or could it be done at the call of the chair for that commission? For future reference.
For this commission, it was the council structured the composition of the commission through that resolution, and that resolution didn't authorize the chair to add anyone to it. That's why it had to come back to the council to add somebody new to the commission.
So going forward, for the benefit of everyone who from time to time are going to chair a commission, if the commission was structured as such that it gave the authority to the chair to appoint another individual, that would not have to come back to us as a resolution?
Not if the council gave that authority in the initial resolution.
All right, thank you.
So any other questions on PCR 17919, the resolution adding an additional member to the commission? It's been moved and seconded. If not, the clerk will call the roll. A yes is to approve. Yes.
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 PCR 17919 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 18019, a resolution to the General Assembly requesting a waiver / exemption to ride regulation / requirements. That's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental. I believe that's hold till December 16th.
Yes, December 16th.
Held till December 16th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 18119, a resolution fiscal impact study regarding power outages. Committee report, finance.
Committee recommended favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Favorable action on PCR 181-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any discussion? I think some people were added as co-sponsors.
Yes, actually, it was Councilman Ricks, I believe, was added as a co-sponsor. I didn't know if anyone else wanted to be added. Certainly, that's fine with me.
You can add my name to it, too. Okay. Is there any other discussion on this? If not, the clerk will call the roll on PCR 18119, a resolution regarding a fiscal impact study regarding power outages. A yes is to approve. Yes.
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 PCR 18119 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 18219, a resolution regarding the lease for the Cooper Building, which is not drafted. Committee report, public properties. I believe that's held January 6th.
Correct.
All right. Held to January 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 18319, a resolution to the Rhode Island State Traffic Commission and the Rhode Island Department of Transportation regarding Wiles Corner. Committee report, intergovernmental.
December 16th.
I think is that favorable action?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's favorable action.
For action,
Councilman Sinapi.
Recommend favorable action.
Seconded by Councilwoman Travis. Any discussion on PCR 18319, a resolution to the Rhode Island State Traffic Commission and the Rhode Island Department of Transportation regarding Wiles Corner? If not, the clerk will call the roll, and a yes is to approve. Yes.
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 PCR 18319 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 18419, a resolution relative to no commercial trucking on Narragansett Parkway. That's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Held to January 6th.
Held to January 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 18519, a resolution in regards to the creation of a Vietnam memorial at the Warwick Veterans Junior High School. Committee report, public properties.
Favorable with an amendment.
For action, Councilwoman Travis.
I move favorable action on PCR 185-19 with amendment.
Seconded by Councilman Lattisaw and Councilman Howe and Councilman McElroy. Okay, do you want to move that amendment, Councilwoman? I believe it was lines number. Yeah, I can read it for you. It's lines 14, 26, and 30. Change the word junior high to the word middle. And you're supposed to be the primary sponsor also.
Yes,
right. So. That's the amendment. It's been moved by Councilwoman Travis, seconded by Councilman Lattisaw, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe, Councilman McElroy. Any discussion on the amendment, changing it from junior high to middle? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 The amendment for PCR 18519 stands passed. Councilwoman Travis, if you could
move. Favorable action, PCR 185-19 with amendment.
Seconded by Councilman Lattisaw, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any further discussion on this? Did I say Councilman McAllister, didn't I? Oh, you had a question. Okay.
I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor, if that works.
Yes, it does.
Thank you.
Councilman McAllister will be added as a co-sponsor. Is there any further discussion on this?
If I don't have any objections to that either, Mr. President.
All right. So if there's no further discussion, it's been moved and seconded as amended. PCR 18519, a resolution regarding to the creation of a Vietnam memorial at the Warwick Veterans Junior High School. Middle school. A yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 18519, as amended, stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 18619, a resolution relative to bond approval of the 2020-2021 school department projects. Release of funds, that's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold December 16th.
Held to December 16th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 18719, an ordinance relative to the ratification of a collective bargaining agreement between the City of Warwick and the Warwick Firefighters Local 2748 IAFF AFL-CIO for the period of July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020. It's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold December 16th.
Held till December 16th. Move to unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything for unanimous consent?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7?
Pass.
Ward 8? Pass. Ward 9 passes. Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business of this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
Councilwoman Travis moves to the docket session, seconded by Councilman Lattisaw. Councilman McAllister. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? City Council now stands in the docket session. Ward 1. Anything to docket? Pass. Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
Pass.
Ward 6.
Pass.
Ward 7.
Pass.
Ward 8. Finance. I have one, a resolution to the Rhode Island General Assembly requesting additional funding for the Walk Public Schools. Intergovernmental. We stand in recess. Have a good evening.